It's great to see from this perspective such a wonderfully full church. It's like we began this Christmas season with that vigil mass at 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. We're nearly as full today as we were at that, the most popular mass of the year. Thank you for starting your year by coming here to this altar of the Lord. A couple of weeks ago, as I was having dinner with some of the priests here in town, we were talking about the Christmas season, and the conversation turned to today's celebration. What is this celebration? Why do we continue to honor this as a solemnity, as a holy day of obligation? It's a day that's had lots of different titles. It is the first of the year. It's a day of prayer for peace. But we celebrate in today's liturgy the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God, the first name given to Mary at the Council of Ephesus, the Theotokos, God-bearer. But this celebration has also been known as the circumcision as Jesus, the naming of Jesus. It's had lots of different titles. Perhaps that is why we continue to gather, because it's impossible to unwrap the gift of Jesus in one sitting. In fact, at each and every liturgy, we are unwrapping the entire Paschal mystery, which is the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord. It is beyond one sitting that we can take it all in. And perhaps today, as we begin to cast our eyes towards the year ahead, towards what is to come, we're tempted to follow that great saying of out with the old and in with the new. Maybe you've already tossed the Christmas tree to the curb. But we can learn a great deal from Mary, who wasn't only the first tabernacle, the first bearer of God, but she too, in today's gospel, is the first theologian. For Luke tells us Mary was not one to toss everything out and go, well, that was a great experience. Can't wait to see what next year has in store. But she treasured, she reflected on all these things in her heart. And that's the message of this Christmas season. That's the message that we are to take with us, to reflect and to treasure all of these things in our hearts. Much has happened, not only in 2018, but just in these short 7 days from Christmas to today, that time with family, lots of conversations, lots of discussions, some of them blessed and others of them probably still leaving us scratching our heads. What was that all about? No matter what it is, like Mary, we come today and sit before the mystery of the God who is present to us, the one who is in our midst. And like Mary, we are sent forth to be theologians, to be God-bearers, to carry the treasure that we receive in this Eucharist into our lives in the coming year, into all of our decisions, into all that we are and all that we hope to be. Today is a very good day to celebrate. Today is a blessed day indeed. No matter what its title, no matter what the mystery is that brings us here, it is God who gathers us, and it is God who entrusts to us the continued mission, the continued treasure of his presence in this Eucharist, of his gospel and the good news, that like Mary, we might not only treasure it in our hearts, we might as well say yes to the Lord's plan and bear and share the good news that we have received. This Christmas season doesn't end today. This is just the end of the octave. It continues on for nearly 2 more weeks. And we continue throughout all of time, throughout all of our lives, to treasure, to reflect, and to thank God for the ways that he has revealed himself to us, and to share that good news with those in our lives, to unpack and unwrap the gift which came now over 2,000 years ago, which has literally changed the course of this world, which has set our lives on a new path, a path that is leading towards salvation, a path of hope and a path of redemption. For Christ, the child born to Mary, is indeed God. For Christ, the child born to Mary, is indeed our Savior. And he alone is worth making all sorts of plans and changes. He alone is the one who inspires us to gather, to say yes, and to unpack the mysteries of our life. Through his grace, just as God graced Mary, we too will come to understand and have the path forward enlightened for us, so that we might not only be lights gathered here in this church, but we might be lights to those who have not gathered here in this church. We might take the gospel and the Lord who is present to us and share it with those who hunger and thirst and who are overwhelmed in our world today, wondering, preoccupied with all kinds of things. May we, who are preoccupied and contemplating God, be for them food as Christ is food for us. Be for them hope as Christ is hope for us. And share with them this great gift of salvation, this great gift of redemption and freedom that Christ entrusts to us to unwrap in the year ahead. Of course, I'm sure you already know this. That's why you're here. Those who practice faith lead happier, healthier lives. So whatever your goals are, whatever your resolutions are for this year, you've already started on a very solid foundation. If your time allows, if you're still in town or have a little bit of extra free time yet this week, tomorrow you might wish to come and treasure, ponder with Mary and with the Lord who will be exposed here in the church for adoration after our Mass. School starts back tomorrow. I don't know who set that schedule. It must be the principal. But school starts back tomorrow. We have Mass first thing, and of course a day of adoration with the Lord, and night prayer at 8:30 p.m. with benediction. So perhaps throughout the day you'll be able to return to come and to ponder and to enjoy a bit of the peace and quiet that perhaps has escaped you these last 8 days, and to ponder with the Lord the great gift. If tomorrow does not work, Friday is the first Friday, and so we'll have Mass at 6:45 a.m. And adoration throughout the day until 1 p.m., at which time we'll gather again for benediction. So please do come back. Make not only this wonderful beginning of the year, but join us as much as your schedule allows, and hopefully as much as your heart continues to move you towards that path of joy, health, and true happiness. Bennett, if I can get you to return with the book one more time. It's a new year. It's a big blessing.